Kayotzi bo, the Mishnah says in Perek Dalad. Mishnah Beis, we're going to continue the discussion from Mishnah Aleph, in which we taught that a person who goes from one location to another location has to observe the chumras both of the departure city and of the arrival city. So similarly, hamolich perushvias mimakom, a person who carried fruit that grew on Shemitah, mimakom shekalu lamakom shelokalu. Let's say you have an orchard, and your orchard grows fruits, and those fruits have sanctity of Shemitah on them, and you're allowed to eat them. However, the halacha is that whatever you bring into your house, at the time that it is now unavailable in the field, all the fields are empty, the animals ate it up, you're not allowed to keep it in your house anymore. That's called shas habir. You have to remove it from your house. It's kol alachaya. It's now expired from the animals, so it has to be kol, it has to be expired. You have to get it out of your house. So let's say you went from a place where it expired to a place where it didn't expire yet. Oh, mimakom shelo kalu, a place where it wasn't yet expired. Lamakom shekalu, chayav levoyer. You have to destroy it. You have to remove it. Reb Yehuda says, Reb Yehuda Omer, Omer lo, we say to the person, tsei v'havei lach af ata. So there are different ways that the Mefarshim discuss this comment of Rabbi Yehuda, but one way to understand it is what happens if you have a jar, and in that one jar, you're going to pickle multiple different kinds of vegetables. Some of them are available in the field, and some of them are not available in the field. So Rabbi Yehuda says that in that case, since you're not going to be able to eat one of them, you can't eat all of them. You have to remove all of it. And that's taking sides in a machlokas that appears elsewhere in the Gemara. It's referenced over here. That's one way of interpreting this. Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to go back to the general issue of Makom Shenagu, of what happens when you have different opinions, how practice should be. So it depends on your location. Makom Shenagu Limkar Behema Daka Lagai Mokrim. Makom Shenagu Lo Shalom Limkar Ein Mokrim. Everybody agrees with Chol Makom Ein Mokrim Behema Gak. You're not allowed to sell a large animal, which would be agol musyachim shlemus ushvurim. You have a big, large animal like a horse, or a cow, or a donkey, whether it's whole or broken. Rabbi Yehuda Matar b'Shvur, he says it's motor if it's broken. But Rabbi Seir Matar b'Sus, he says it's motor if it's a horse. But everybody agrees that you're not allowed to sell a large animal to a non-Jew. The question is, what if you have a small animal, a domesticated, like a sheep, not a domesticated animal, like a sheep or a goat, can you sell that to a non-Jew? So that depends on your minug, the minug of your makom, the reason why you can't sell a large animal. The Gemara has two opinions. One is that perhaps you're going to sell it to the guy on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and the guy's going to want to try it out, and you are going to give the animal either a shout or a push or something like that, cause the animal to do work on Shabbos because of you. And these work animals are a problem. Working the animal is a problem of Shvisas Behema or Machamer, and therefore they disallowed all Behema Gasas, all large animals. Or potentially maybe you're going to just lend it to the guy and he'll do work with it on Shabbos. Either way, that applies only to a behema gasa. So the question is, what about a behema daka? So that depends on the minig of your makom.